When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
On the count of three, all do the intro together. One, two, three. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome. It's us, the bestest friends.
No, you should do it. So I think the inaugural episode should be done by you.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show that we haven't titled yet. I'd like to introduce you to my friends, Lamorne Morris and Hannah Simone.
Hey, hey.
Oh, wait, I didn't say my own name. I've already
Yeah, who are
up.
You, though?
That will be the big question of this podcast. Who's that?
Who is that girl? Who's that girl? It's me, Zoe Deschanel.
You know, every once in a while, you want to record a little podcast with your friends.
That's right, you do.
But then you don't know what to call that podcast.
But you really do. What's it called? What's it called?
I don't know.
Guys, please,
I just said
please,
you don't
just
know
start
what to
the
call
show,
that podcast.
But really, what's it called?
I don't know, though. I'm not sure yet.
Don't get
I hadn't workshopped anything.
Welcome to our show. That's what it's called. Welcome to our show.
What if we called it Welcome to Our Show?
That sounds, sure. Welcome to our show. Sure.
I love you both, but can we please start the show?
Welcome to our show.
Welcome to our show, the New Girl Rewatch Podcast with Zoe, Hannah, and Lamorne. Okay, so we're going to tell you guys why we're here.
Yes.
Why are we here? We wanted to tell you about a little episode, a little pilot episode of a show called, what's it called again?
New Girl.
And it's a show that we all did together for 7 years.
Seven long seasons.
And we're here to just kick it off and talk about this wonderful experience.
That's right. And you're going to get a lot of that this season. You know, we're going to kind of, we're going to interview folks. We're going to watch some episodes. I'm currently watching the pilot episode right now. Damon's clearly stuffed his shorts with something. We're going to talk about all of that. so that's the kind of stuff you guys can expect from this particular podcast and us just sharing experiences from set in our own personal lives.
You know, it's a rewatch podcast. You've listened to those before.
And if you haven't, this is going to be different. You know,
this is going to be your first and favorite one.
I do feel like that is 90% of the DMs I get, which are all these questions about specific episodes of things that have happened in the episode, why it happened.
Yeah. People remember stuff I don't remember.
Yeah.
I'll be like, hang on.
So this is like the space to address all those things and answer all those things and share our hopeful, like combined with the three of us, our memories that we can answer those questions.
Okay, exactly. I want to start with like a preamble. Okay, first of all, I just want to state that Lamorne is not in the pilot episode.
Oh, damn it.
We did. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say, because I was the first person involved in the show of anybody, of any of the actors, and I wanted Lamorne in the show. He came and auditioned for us early on. I thought he was fantastic, but he took another job, right? right before his test. So I will just say that and Damon actually hadn't been available technically. So anyway, I'm happy that everybody ended up getting to work on the show altogether. But the reason Lamorne wasn't in the pilot was his own choosing.
Well, you know, that's a, you know, you're making me seem like a movie villain. No.
I just mean we all liked you so much. I just want everybody to know how much we like Lamorne.
I'm going to put it out there. You know,
you're likable.
You know who didn't like me?
Who?
Either it was someone in casting or business affairs, because no one made me an offer. So that's why I had to take the other show.
But the other show was an offer.
The other show was an offer.
Right. But everybody tested for the show pretty much, except for me. But that was only because they, yeah. But
yeah.
But yeah.
So I'll do another quick preamble. Yeah. I'll do another quick preamble on that really, really quick, just because I'm sure folks may have heard the story already. But I was a very sought out and sought after actor. The landscape in TV and film was dying because I wasn't there. And then I showed up.
That's true. That's true. I'm going to say it's all true.
I went to do my audition for New Girl, multiple auditions, maybe two or three, I think. And then they wanted me to test. They passed once and then brought me back and said, we want him to test. But another show on CBS.
I never passed on you.
And I appreciate that. But another show said, hey, we want to make you an offer. I don't know why, but it was what was said to me in the audition was, hey, we hear you're testing for New Girl tomorrow. I said, I am. They go, can we ask you to tank that audition? And I was like, what? And I was like, yeah, make me an offer. If someone makes me an offer, I'll take the offer. And so when I went to the test, right before you signed the contract, my phone rang. And it was my agent saying, don't sign it. You just got an offer. And so they went back to Fox and said, hey, Lamorne's getting this offer, and can you guys match that offer? And they said, no, he's got a test like everybody else. And so I had to walk away. Because if I didn't book New Girl, then I'd be showless completely.
Yeah, no, yeah. We wouldn't want that. I totally get it. I completely understand why you took the job and everything. Just saying, we liked you before the pilot. We had made it known. And I know from all the actors' perspective that we all liked you, you know.
Thank you.
Can't remember whether Hannah was cast yet. I'm pretty sure Jake and Max were cast, and that we were all like, we like that guy. He's funny.
Aw.
It's true. Okay, but should we talk about like where was everybody in their lives before like we started the whole New Girl train?
My
experience.
Gosh. The thing I remember the most about that whole process.
You were like a Much Music VJ.
I was
right?
a Much Music VJ like way before.
Way back.
And then I hosted a show which just kind of got me to the States. And then I had done this like YouTube. Remember that was like YouTube Red or Red Plus, mm-hmm. whatever it was called. Mm-hmm. So there was that series. And I did a series on it, and we were shooting in Chile.
Ooh.
And
I remember you were in Chile, right? Or you had just come back.
Yes. And so I got a call when I was there, and they were like, they want you to do like a chemistry read with Zoe. And it would be the day that I landed. And I remember the scene that we had to shoot in Chile was me barefoot, running through a desert, screaming and crying because somebody stole my baby. And they had to like, and it was the craziest thing. So I'm crying, I'm covered in dirt and dust and the whole thing. And they throw me in a van, race me to the airport. I just make the flight. It's like however many hours of flying, land, go straight to Fox. I'm like trying to get sand out of my hair. And in the bathroom, as I'm trying to change quickly so I don't look like that, is Christina Milian. Who is so beautiful, so stunning, effortless, and was so sweet to me. She was like talking to me and like helping me. And she's like, you're going to do great. So he's really sweet. It's going to be wonderful. And I remember just feeling like the most bedraggled version of myself and came in.
One more
in.
Time. What's that word again?
Bedraggled.
Bedraggled. Word of the day, folks, is bedraggled.
Use it. Hear it again. Drink.
Send it to us.
And I just remember going in and I sat down and we just kind of had like a little bit of chat while they were setting up the camera before we could do our chemistry test. And I don't remember what it was. It was something about food, I think. But you said something, Zoe, and I said something back and you laughed. And I just remember I was like, oh, this girl and I are going to be friends. Aww. Like it was the most like genuine, like girl bonding, like. You got it. You understood like kind of where I was coming from. And we laughed and it was like this really sweet moment. And then I remember after that chemistry test, I got a call from Seth, who was casting. And he said, she did really great. They really love her. They're going to bring her in for like the network studio test. Just one note. Could she clean herself up a little bit more? Could she make herself look a little more presentable? And I was like, yeah, noted. Got it.
I remember you always looking great. I don't think I ever saw you not look great. First of all, it's impossible for you to not look great. You always look great. Even when you walk in, you know, at 4:30.
No, I've seen her. I've seen her looking bedraggled. I've seen her.
It's real. It happens.
Oh my gosh. I was doing commercials at that time. I want to say prior to that, I was.
Yeah, you were like actually
well,
like
yeah.
a.
You were a VJ too.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a VJ on BET. I used to host a few shows over
that.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my first
that.
Gig.
So like you were like a famous commercial actor at the time because you had so many commercials on air that I remember you came in to read. And after that, I was like, is this guy following me? Because I see him literally nonstop. Every time I turn on the TV, there'd be a commercial with Lamorne. It was always the kind of commercial where it was like the spotlight on you had the funny line and it was like spotlight on Lamorne.
Yeah, no, it was interesting. I didn't have theatrical agents or management or anything like that. You know, I have an acting background, but moving to Los Angeles, I jumped right into commercials. That was my route of figuring out how to get into television and film. And I remember not booking for like a good half a year to a year. I couldn't put one single commercial and I had a lot of auditions. And I remember being late to one of them. My car had gotten repoed. So I started taking the bus and the train from North Hollywood to Santa Monica, which is like a 3-hour commute just to get there and go, this Snickers tastes great. Thank you, Lamorne. I'm like, bye. But I remember being so late and they had said, hey, it was a Miller Lite commercial. I said, hey, did you read the sides? I said, yeah, sure. I'm like sweating. I didn't read a damn thing. And I got in there and I just started improvising. I just started making stuff up because I figure I haven't booked yet. So like, what are they going to do? Not book me again? So I just started making stuff up because I didn't know the lines. And then I booked it. I booked it on the spot.
And they're like, that guy's funny.
Yeah. But I had to make sure that everything.
He's got personality.
Well, but the thing was, I had to make sure I didn't want to just be a person that was just in a commercial all the time. I was like, they have to have dialogue in it and it has to be a bit humorous so I could use that to put a reel together so I can get auditions for like TV and film. And then I was at dinner once and I ran into BJ Novak, and this is during New Girl, And I don't know BJ Novak, but I'm a fan of BJ Novak, writer, producer, actor on The Office. And he comes to me and he goes, dude, I saw your Twix commercial years ago. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. He goes, you genuinely made me laugh in a 30-second commercial. And he was like, and I'd seen you in some commercials. And I said, man, that guy's probably going to get on TV or something one day. It's like, because if you can make me laugh in a 30-second commercial, you should be able to make somebody laugh in like a TV show. And that was really cool. Cool to hear. So the commercials definitely paid off.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. You were like a star.
Clearly. How did you hear about it, Zoe? When did it first come to you?
So I, at that point, had done like 30 something movies, and I started working when I was a teenager.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Hollywood, Hollywood. Crazy.
Yeah, I know. It was only because I live in LA, and mm-hmm. And my parents would, I wanted to be an actor since I was a kid, and my parents wouldn't let me be a child actor. They were like, nope, not happening. And my mom made a deal with me. She's like, you can go and get an agent when you have your driver's license. So I was like, good to go. And as soon as I got my driver's license, I got an agent and a manager. I was like, I'm gone. So I'd just been working forever, and I did movies. And at the time, like, it was like you either were a movie actor or a TV actor. It was like there wasn't really any crossover. There, you might do like an episode of TV, but it was kind of like people specialized in one thing or the other. And I hadn't really thought that much about doing TV. And at the time, I started watching a few comedies on TV, and I was like, you know what? Like, this is pretty, like, this seems like a pretty fun thing to do. Like, I was watching a lot of like 30 Rock and The Office. I was like, maybe I'd like to do something like this. And I almost did an arc on The Office, actually. I was like all set to do it. We were just kind of negotiating. And then I got the script for New Girl. And honestly, if I hadn't thought in my mind that I was going to do this arc on The Office, I wouldn't have even been open to reading a TV script, because I didn't want to tie myself down. And I was kind of I just hadn't even really thought about doing TV. And I read the script for New Girl. I was on a plane and I laughed out loud, and I was like, you know what? This is actually.
You want a private plane?
No, I was not. I was on a regular
Hollywood.
No, stop. I was on a regular plane, being a regular person. And I laughed out loud, and I thought the writing was so great. And I was like, you know what? If this were a movie, like all these people would be trying to do this. And I'm like, it's a TV show, so it's actually a great opportunity, because I can play this character for, you know, hopefully a longer period of time and kind of get into the character in a deeper way than if I were, just doing it for 2 hours and that's it.
Right.
So, yeah, that's kind of where I was. But then once I got involved, I jumped in, and I really want to be involved in the casting of the other people, because I knew we'd all be together a lot. And I wanted to meet everybody and read with everybody to see, you know, what our chemistry would be. And right. So it was actually great, because I really loved that process. There were so many great people that came in, but it was so clear who the people were, yeah. I think.
Don't you think that's some, I don't know if it's happened to you, but I feel like I would say, I don't even know, 70% of the people that I meet and chat about New Girl that are actors, really like great, wonderful actors, their opening line with me is always like, I was almost on New Girl.
I feel
like everybody must have come in for this pilot, because
a lot of people did. Yeah. I mean,
you would know. Cause I mean, I just came in with myself and left and saw nobody, but you would know.
I definitely, so many great people came in, and I mean, I think like Jake and Max were cast pretty early on. I remember two other people came in, like, were seriously, you know, like, tested for Nick. And then, like, I think one other person tested for Schmidt. But the hardest part to cast was that, I mean, for the pilot, was the coach role, because they kept changing what they wanted it to be. At first, they were like, a nerdy guy. No, not a nerdy guy. Like, a hot guy. No, not a hot guy. This guy. You know, and it really ended up, you know, in the end, being the writers kind of adjusting to the actors that we ended up casting and liking. And as far as Cece, I felt like we saw great people, but with you, Hannah, it just was felt like such a natural, like it felt like we were friends already. And it felt like you got that like deadpan humor and you weren't playing it dumb, which a lot of people kind of made this choice about Cece that she was dumb. And I feel like that just wasn't the right, you know, choice for our show. And like, you're so intelligent and your intelligence really shines through.
Hannah, you do a lot of like brain work, meaning like you're smart. Like you were doing things prior to New Girl that was based on your intelligence,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
You and Maya, from a different world. Yeah.
You and Mayim Bialik are like two.
I came from a different spot. I do remember that. People are like, how did you go from working at the UN to New Girl? And I'm like, it's quite linear in my mind. I do remember I did have a moment of like the thin wall audition anxiety. Right. Oh, yeah. Because
where you
I remember
the other person in there.
That's right. Yeah. And I remember all these girls who I recognized that were going in to test, to do the studio test before me. I was last. So I had to hear every single person. And it was that scene where from the pilot where Cece's in front of the three guys. Mm-hmm. And then the line is like, please don't make me laugh at you. Please put your shirt back on.
Yeah.
Simple line. But I remember every single one of them, they were like mad at him, like really affected by, you know what I mean? And it was like this very like broad response as opposed to like you were saying, like this deadpan exhausted response. And I was like, oh, that's not how I've been doing it. And they've all done it. And I feel like I was like, well, that's how I would respond. And so that's how I'm going to do it. But I thought I'm definitely not booking this role because of all these actors that have worked way more than me are all making the same choice and have gotten to this point, then that must be what they want. And then I just still decided to do it my way. And I'll never forget, because it stuck with me even after 10 years, and I can't remember what I had for breakfast, y'all. But I remember after I did that studio chemistry read, and I did that scene, and then I did the scene where you and I are in the bedroom together, Zoe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where we kind of just like chat about being girlfriends and going through a bad breakup or whatever. Finished it, they turned the camera off. And Kasdan turned back and looked at Catherine Pope, Liz Merriweather, David Brett, and whoever else was in the room and just went, and that's how it's done. Never forget it. And I was just like, I think they're just being nice so I don't feel bad when they don't hire me. But I do remember him saying those words and they just stuck with me of like, I made that choice and he really liked it. It had an impact on me.
Which if folks out there, if you remember that scene, I will say this. One of the most inappropriate scenes I've ever seen in television. The way Greenfield, the scene where the three guys are sitting on the couch.
I mean, teabagging is brought up in that scene.
He was talking about teabagging. I said, Jesus.
Yeah, I know. I watched the pilot last night and I was like, I don't remember the character saying he's going to teabag. I was like, none. Also, like the clothes coming off.
It was
all of it
sticks out to me. Well, it was really funny.
I'm going to tell you guys that there were some people who read for the part of Schmidt. Well, there's one guy who's very famous. came in and read for Schmidt. He wasn't exactly right for the part, but he
Taye Diggs.
It was not Taye Diggs. It was not Taye Diggs. This guy came in and he read, and he's very funny. And then he was like, excuse me, I have to prepare for the next scene, like audition scene. So we're like, okay. And he walks out, comes back, his shirt's off, and he had poured a bottle of baby oil all over himself.
I already know who this is.
Oh, you know girl. Who it is. Yes. And proceeded to do the scene fully covered in baby oil for no reason. Like a lot of people took their shirts off in the audition.
Sure.
That was just what a lot of people did. I just want to like pop out a few other funny things that happened is that somebody else who kind of wanted the part or well, I don't know. He was kind of big at the time and not as I haven't heard where he is now, but he was kind of big at the time, and he came in with an entourage.
Oh, I know.
And wouldn't read. And
he wouldn't read?
No.
Wouldn't
so why'd
read.
Why'd he come?
Oh, which, God. Well, I think he was expecting, like, there might be an offer kind of situation. Like, I think they thought maybe if, you know, because he was pretty big at the time, that maybe they would give him an offer or something if, you know, if we all vibed with him. But it was weird because he was like, he came in and I was like, okay, he's really funny, like this guy. And he's like, I need to bring my boys in. And then some dudes just came in and just sat in the back and like texted the whole time. But it was not a situation where you bring just a bunch of strangers in with you. Mm. Oh. I don't know, but he had an entourage. It was funny to me because
I'm a loner, you know. So interesting to me, like people's approach.
Oh yeah, I used to be a part of that entourage.
Were you there texting somebody?
No, I had since broke away from that entourage, but to start my own career. But
yeah,
it's good you broke away. Oh yeah, and speaking of breaking away, folks, we are going to take a pause for station identification.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Welcome to our show.
Okay, so should we get to the pilot?
Yeah, so I watched, I got a chance to, it had been a long time since I had watched the pilot in particular.
Me too.
Partly because I'm not in it. Although, but I will say this, that the pilot episode of New Girl, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on the show, is one of the best episodes of television in like that I've seen. The way it was shot, the humor, the cast chemistry. When I saw it, I got so intimidated because when I was auditioning, they said you have to watch the pilot in order, because at the time they were considering replacing the Damon character, meaning they didn't know if they were going to use his character going because he had to leave, essentially. Mm-hmm. And they didn't know if they were going to do a direct replacement or add a new character. So we all had to watch it before he came in. It was so good. I got so intimidated and freaked out. I knew the show would go prior to it. I didn't know anything about the show other than Zoe was on it. And I said, well, yeah, this is going to go to series then. And watching it, I went, holy shit. It's like, I got a lot more work to do. And so watching it last night, it'd been a while. I was genuinely like laughing and smiling and going, you know, saying to myself, some of the bits that my character ended up doing, like season three, season four, a lot of that comedic energy came from the pilot, from what I saw of what you guys did. And it took two seasons, but I figured out how to blend in.
Thank you, Lamorne. That's so sweet. I love that. I'm hearing that. And you kind of jumped right in and were awesome from the get-go, I have to say. Like I think it's hard to jump in. Like, basically what happened with our pilot, and I'm not sure if everybody knows this, but Damon Wayans Jr., who's awesome, who plays Coach, he was on another show when we shot the pilot. And we were in second position, and they said that his show was likely going to get canceled, but then his show got picked up. So when we were picked up to series, we had to find somebody else to step in and be our roommate. And they were debating whether to recast the role, you know, and just shoot those parts again, or whether to find like a new character to come in. Mm-hmm. So they decided to keep the pilot as is and find a new actor to play a new character. And guess who we found?
Daddy.
Daddy. Daddy Morgan.
You see what a nice story Zoe was telling? She was about to say something nice about you.
And then Daddy showed up.
Okay. I'm sorry, Zaddy. Zaddy showed up. I don't know what a Zaddy is, but everybody keeps saying
you're
Zaddy.
Looking at one.
Okay.
Is it like a dad with a beard? Cool. That's Lamorne. So then Zaddy Morney showed up. And at first they were like, he's going to be this cool basketball player. And then by the end, I think by the end of like season one, they started to be like, you know, I think you should wear bird shirts and like puzzles.
You got weird.
Yeah, it took a
you
turn.
You got weird.
The character took a turn. I always say the thing that I like most about playing the character of Winston was that it wasn't figured out right away, allowed me to be in a sketch comedy while everyone was on a series. I was like, I didn't have to do a lot of character prep. It was like, there's a new trait that my character has this episode. One, he's good at basketball. Then the next episode, he's really bad at basketball. And then the next one, he randomly gets boners. Maybe because of the blue chew. Remember that, the pogo episode?
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what? Then I have small hands where I keep dropping things.
I remember with that pogo episode saying to Zoe, I was like, I feel like when this episode comes out, that is going to become like a term and like the Urban Dictionary, like people are going to, and it's going to like blow up, and they've introduced this thing and it's going to like knock into the culture. And I remember Zoe going like, nah, I don't think so. And she was right. And I was very wrong.
Really? People still, I still call it a pogo.
That's just you, bro.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
That's solely you.
One person I was right about.
But yeah, so, watching this episode, I'm again, how awesome it was, all those things. I think it would have been a very different show if I was in the pilot. A very different show if I was in the pilot. I think everything comes together the way it's supposed to come together.
You and Damon have very different energies. Like the stuff that he ended up kind of playing and the kind of coach stuff where coach like can't be soft, that kind of stuff. That is not, yeah, that's not you. So I definitely think, I love the way everything panned out, and I think it was the right. And it was so nice he was in the pilot, because then we got to get, you know, got to have him back a few seasons later, and we got to have both Winston and Coach on the show.
Chocolate magic. So is that the screen erupted with
the chocolate magic season. You know what's crazy? When I watched the pilot last night, it's kind of echoing what you're saying, Lamorne, is that the first thought I had when it was done was, because I've done several pilots now and seen the development process and the notes process up close and personal. And I was like, how did they survive? This pilot is so good and so strong and super funny. So many laugh out loud moments, and like takes the time and the beats for the emotional stuff, and you really believe it and you care about it, all of that stuff. And I'm like, how?
I think Jake, I want to give a lot of credit to Jake Kasdan.
Yeah.
I mean, like, look, Liz wrote an amazing script, which she kept working on and working on, and did such an incredible job writing this hilarious script. But I think in a lot of hands, it could have gotten like overnoted. You know, somebody else might not have fought for the tone to be the tone that it ended up being. And Jake set that tone, because the thing was, the jokes were funny on the page. We didn't need to like play at them, you know, as actors as much. It was more about playing like the situational reality and as much as possible. And then, you know, here and there, like kind of doing a broader performance. But generally, the aim was always to keep, you know, that thread of reality through, you know, the performances. And I have to say, like, and then Jake also kind of set up a fun, loose environment where, you know, there was room for improvisation, but also we always, you know, we always felt covered, you know, as far as the script was concerned. So I'm gonna give it up.
Yeah.
He got nominated
for an Emmy for that, for the pilot, for directing. And he didn't win. And I still think that is just like,
who
terrible.
Won that year? Let's folks out there, if you know
who won that year,
if you know who won that Emmy,
wrong.
Send it in. Send us their home
address. They'll be like the best sure Game of Thrones.
I'm sure they're good. I'm sure whoever won was good. But I'm got to say, I think Jake Kasdan's just such a great director. And we were super, super lucky to have him creating that tone for us. And also just like being involved, you know, in every aspect of the show from the beginning to the end. So
the other thing I noticed and I thought was so smart of them to do is that they had hired you, Zoe, and I counted last night, and they got you to sing six times in 23 minutes. I was
the
like,
thing was, they were, I was like, but she's like not supposed to be a singer. So I was like, but they were like, don't sing well, okay? And I'm like, okay. Fine. Later, like, you know, like characters kind of end up like morphing a little bit. Like later I got to, you know, sing a little bit, but it was funny because that, yeah, I mean, hey.
I just thought that was so smart. I was like, they were so smart to go, everybody's going to be like, is she going to sing? Is she going to sing? And then they got you to do six. That's impressive in a pilot.
It was like, I had a lot of friends at the time that would like emphasize things by singing. And I was like, oh, I get this character trait. They'd be like, you know, always going, I'm excited, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay. It wasn't actually something I would do, but I had friends that would do that a lot. And so I was like, okay, I got that. I know.
Another thing that stuck out to me about this, the pilot, was how big this damn loft was.
That's like how, what, $5,000 a month?
I mean, I think five. What? That's way.
I think
more than
they
five
were playing it like a year, you know, or 1 year ago, 10 mm-hmm. years ago, whenever it was that we made it, like that it was in downtown LA or something. Yeah. And not as many people lived down there at that time. Like now, remember yeah. how much that street changed, like that's in the true. Time we were that's shooting true. There. But I think they were kind of playing that it was a bit more affordable because at the time it was kind of, you know, but now 100%, that's like 10 grand a month. That.
Oh yeah.
Apartment is so huge.
Off a cop, a teacher. I don't still don't know what Schmidt does. a model, a bartender.
I didn't pay rent.
You didn't pay rent. You didn't pay rent. You didn't pay. We should have made you pay rent. You were at our damn spot every day.
Like, I think it was originally supposed to be set in New York. I remember those conversations. It was going to be originally
yes, it
set
was.
In New
You're
York.
Right.
Right? Mm.
Yeah, but I think it was better that they didn't because so many shows are set in New York.
And I don't do a good New York accent.
And Lauren,
you think that you would have had to do an accent?
Yeah,
hey. All of us had to put on accents.
I'm from New
Became
York.
Became the Sopranos.
Yo,
yeah,
Schmidt,
nobody moved
good,
there.
Bro.
Everyone's from there. Yeah,
Steve Levitan won for Modern Family.
I feel like
he's great.
He's great. He's awesome. Okay.
All right. I do it was a tough choice that year.
Like Liz told me that she got some advice, which was basically because she really wanted to shoot it in New York. Because that's where so many of her experiences that inspired parts of this pilot and this show had come from. And I feel like she said that someone had just said, if you set in LA, it's a lot easier for shooting because then you can that's just true. Use real locations. Yeah. You're there.
What's the story about that guy who, this is a podcast and Zoe really likes true crime podcasts. So I think this is appropriate for me to talk about. The guy who like, killed people, and then Ryan Gosling made a movie about it with Ryan Gosling.
You mean,
I think they did the Jinx.
Yeah. The what's his name? Durst.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Robert Durst. Is that
Robert Durst?
Robert mm-hmm. Durst.
Yeah.
So they were making that movie, All the Good Things. What's it called?
Yeah,
I think it's All the Good Things.
Yeah, All Good Things.
All Good Things. Yeah, with Ryan Gosling. Apparently,
yeah, that's a very good movie with Kirsten Dunst.
It's
yeah.
awesome. Yes, Ryan
yeah,
Gosling, Kirsten Dunst. Mm-hmm. Apparently, that guy showed up to the set while they were filming and would just watch. I would just watch while they were filming.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, you know, he didn't have a camera with him, but if he had a camera with him, you know, that would be cool.
How scary is that?
That was really
That's
scary.
Terrifying.
That was before, that was like before the Jinx and everything. That was
yeah.
like, oh
yep.
my God.
Oh my God.
I don't movie, like it.
I'm just going to take a little detour as I am wont to do and say that that movie scared me. That documentary scared me because I was yeah. like, well, you know what scared me? It was like the first few episodes. I was like, he's just kind of weird, but I don't think he did it. Like, and then he totally did. And I was like, I can't believe he duped me. You know, I just thought he was weird.
You would make yeah. a horrible detective.
Well, also, I've learned since then, Lauren. I've changed
like,
and I've learned.
No, he's just crazy with that knife in his hand. I think he's just lonely. Oh, my goodness. We're going to go to another commercial break. No.
Yeah. Join us all in our commercial excellence.
Our pool of what is
no.
it?
Commercially goodness. We're gonna eat a commercial sandwich. Bye. Delicious.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Welcome to our show.
Okay, we're going to talk about the pilot now and stop going on tangents.
Last time on New Girl, episode 101, the pilot. Jess decides to surprise her boyfriend with a striptease that includes a trench coat, sexy lingerie, and the name Tiger Boobs. But when she arrives, he's in bed with another woman. How dare he? Desperate for a way out, she finds a Craigslist ad for a room in a sun-soaked, beigey loft, assuming the apartment would be populated with women, but settles for something different when she finds instead that three guys, Coach, Nick, and Schmidt, live there. 67 watches of Dirty Dancing later, the roomies decide it's time for Jess to get over Spencer by getting under someone else. At the bar, Jess meets Peter and they agree to go on a date. Of course, Schmidt's jerk friend stands her up, so the guys show up instead and serenade Jess with an off-key, mostly mumbled rendition of Time of My Life. Jake Kasdan was nominated for the Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Directing for a Comedy Series for this episode. Now, back to the show.
Can I tell you one of the specific things in the pilot that made me laugh, truly laugh?
Yes.
Was the...
when Winston came in and... Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
No, that's... No, not. Okay. You ain't working yet.
Okay, my bad.
Was the stripper names. I don't know why struck me as so funny is what's your stripper name? And it's Rebecca Johnson. No. I don't know why. I thought that joke was so funny.
Two Boots Johnson.
And then Two Boots. Just a literal description of the girl now.
Face, shoulders.
We haven't sexed it up. Yeah, exactly. Two knees, Johnson.
Two knees.
It really made. I don't know why. It made
Which
me
is
laugh.
Very descriptive because you know sometimes if you, I haven't been to a strip club ever in my life, but I hear that there are specialty strip clubs that if you wanted someone with one kneecap, you could, you know.
They, if so that's you
gotta,
your thing,
you got to be descriptive. You know what I'm saying? Be specific to what you want.
I don't know. That really made me laugh. I don't know. There's so many things that were so funny in that pilot.
Yeah.
But it brings you
yeah.
back. Like, do you remember certain things? Like, I remember that phone call where you're in the taxi and I'm in some random room talking to you. And when I shot it, obviously, you weren't, I don't think you were there. You were getting ready for something else. And so Jake Kasdan was the other side of the phone call, I feel like. And so he was the one saying two boobs Johnson. Dagger boobs.
I don't know.
And I was like, this is one of the most surreal experiences of my entire life.
I love that. That's hilarious. He's so great. I want to just give an MVP guest actor. This guy should have his own show, everybody. His name's David Neer.
Yeah.
And he is everything that comes out of his mouth makes me laugh.
Benjamin.
He plays Benjamin.
Oh my God.
And he improvised because he was on several episodes. This actor improvised moments that didn't end up in the show that that we quoted for years afterwards, like as a inside joke. He's so funny and such a good improviser. Someone give David Neer a show, please.
Oh my
He's
God.
Hilarious.
I when I say I think of him on every production that I do, based off of not like I'm making a show and I want to put him, not like that, but what I mean is when I'm acting and every time there's a camera around and we're moving in for coverage or we're going in tighter, there was something that he used to do all the time. And then we started doing it. I mean, it felt like we did it every day on set. We did it. And I do it all the time. And people look at me like, what is wrong with this guy? That when you're going in tighter, that means the camera
is coming
in.
Do we want to all do it
closer
at the same time? Because we know what you're talking about.
Yes,
on the count of three. One, two, three.
Tighter! He
was in such a high-pitched voice, just go, tighter! It's like, what?
Okay, every time he came on, when that part where he walks up to Schmidt and he's like, shmitty, shmitty, bang, bang. he said something different. Every single time, every single take, he'd say he had a new thing to say. Like, he is an endless source of amazing one-liners.
Oh, yeah. I remember watching the moment at the bar with him and Damon where he's trying to be cool with Damon and they're talking and Damon's just looking at him with this stone face and he goes, don't talk to me. And walks away. Just that interaction made me say, man, they should have like their own, that two-hander right there.
Please, I would watch it. So, I mean, the thing too about David Neer is he came in actually for Coach when they originally wanted Coach to be a nerdy guy. Mm-hmm. And David Neer came in and he has like curly hair and he was wearing his hair kind of like big, like Kramer kind of ish, and he kind of had glasses and he was wearing like a tracksuit kind of thing, but it was like real, he had a very like quirky vibe, and they loved him, and he didn't end up getting the part of the coach because they kind of changed the part around a bunch of times, but they loved him and they were like, well, let's give him another part, and they had that part of this like Schmidt's even douchier friend,
yeah,
Benjamin, and I was like, David Neer, like that kind of the kind of nerdy guy, like, I was like, I don't know, how's he going to play that? And then he came in and he was so good. And I really felt like this guy's a consummate actor and he is like, I just want to watch him
David
on
Neer
another show.
He is, to me, and I've always said this about him, he is Daniel Day-Lewis. He is the comedic Daniel Day-Lewis.
Watch out, Daniel Day.
No, he's great.
He's hilarious, and anyway, like, he made me laugh a bunch of times out loud in the pilot.
Oh yeah.
Along with hats off to all the actors I got to work with. Hannah, you know, Max, Damon, Jake, everybody was awesome. Lamorne, I missed you, but
it's okay.
I got to work with you on the next episode, but everybody was fantastic.
And
many giggles, but I was like, oh man, David Neer, like he, you know, he wasn't a series regular. So I just want to give him a shout out for great job.
You know what I didn't remember until I rewatched the pilot was how much you had to cry, Zoe.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like
really
really cry from beginning to end. And like the sobbing over the bread rolls, and that's like not really an easy thing to do or to sell when you have to do it multiple times in a 23 minute period.
I felt like that, you know, that character's like, what's kind of funny about her was like, she's like a total mess at the beginning of that show. And that's kind of what is creating a lot of the drama. And I'm like, you really got to go for mess. You know, like you can't like pretend to go for mess or like half go for mess or like, you know, go for comedic mess. You kind of have to go for a real mess and then hope that the situation and the way that it's cut makes it comedic.
Right.
So that was like, I was like, okay, I'm, you know, it's comedic, but I'm going for like real time mess.
Yeah. I was, that's again, that scene where you're at the end when you get stood up on your date. I was like, man, she is genuinely like, I'm sad for her. I was like, oh my goodness. yeah.
I also wonder, are there things that you guys shot that didn't make it in? Because I know for me, they did a series of photo shoots that we shot for the show. I think that's where I initially was going to take the phone call when you were in the cab. And so they had me, this is not a joke, I have a photo of this, dress up in
I remember this.
Yes, in this crazy dress that had real
ostrich?
Feathers. Yes, I look like this huge, I look like the ostrich. They put on a ginormous afro wig, like huge on me. And then they had said, everybody has to be quiet on the set. And there was like, I don't know, 50 people on the set. And they're like, nobody make a sound. And then this person walked in with a vulture. That was like, I'm talking like huge, this huge, not a little one, not like a cute little falcon, this ginormous like prey hunting.
But are falcons cute?
Yeah.
real talk.
This tiny little falcon. Yeah, even this, it was just this ginormous. And I remember
falcon
they were
in the
like
Marvel series is cute. Anthony Mackie.
They cute. Wanted me, like, they were like, you're going to do this call where I'm supposed to be like animated on this call, but they just said, don't say a word to everyone else because it will attack you. And they brought this, and it was the most terrifying moment. And I'm dressed like a bird from the neck down, the whole thing. I was like, what's
happening?
Were
any images of this?
Yes.
Anywhere?
There's a
crap.
Photo. There's a photo of me in that dress. I don't think because the click could have, you know, scared this bird off and made it eat my face or something. I just remember shooting that and I was like, this show is crazy. Never made the show either. And I was like, are you kidding me? Risked my life.
Oh, I'm looking at this photo. You have an afro on.
It's a huge wig.
Oh my God.
For some fake photo shoot.
Hannah, you look black. Oh my gosh. And they brought a real vulture. That's crazy. Talk about how TV.
How did you find the picture? Is it online?
I just Googled Hannah Simone Bird. Yeah, everybody go Google Hannah Simone Bird. A lot of interesting photos.
That was the same shoot though, Zoe, where they came and told me, we're worried that because you and Zoe have similar hairstyles, i.e. brunettes with bangs and longish hair, and that could maybe have people confused over the two of you. Can you go and right now go straight to the hair and makeup trailer and cut it into an extreme short bob? And I was like,
I think I remember them coming to me and going, okay, so we asked if Hannah would cut her hair. And I was like, what? Why? And they're like, are you okay if she has bangs? And I was like, of course. And they're like, well, they're worried that, you know, like, I don't know, it was network notes or something. They're like, they're worried that they're going to mix you guys up because you both have brown hair and bangs. I was like, what, guys? Come on now.
In what world?
Two friends can have like a similar haircut. It doesn't mean that people mix them up.
I mean, they're more likely to. If my best friend cuts bangs, I'll be like, that's cute. I'm getting bangs too.
Yeah. I actually try to recruit my friends to get bangs. I'm like, get bangs. Just be me. Be my friend. Let's be the same. Let's be twins.
That's right. I remember that moment too.
But that was a conversation, I think, about beards on the show. My character had a beard in the later years of the show, but prior to it, they didn't want me to have a beard because Jake had a beard or something like that. It was like, I want
there
to
can only be
side.
One of anything on a TV show. Otherwise, everybody at home will be so confused and not know who's who or what's what.
Oh, my God. I don't know the difference. She has bangs. She has bangs. And they have brown hair. What?
People used to call me Coach all the time. People used to call me Damon.
Yeah.
I was like,
wait, on you, set?
No, out and about. Ugh, like, yeah. In general. Like, once they realized, like, they knew of the show. They knew Damon was on the show. Then they knew I was on the show. And then they would just blend the two. I don't know why they would do that. But it was always like, yo, Damon. Not quite.
Like, try again.
I'm a little taller and more handsome than Damon. I am 6'3". Damon is 5'10".
Let's start this rumor that Lamorne is 6'3".
I'm 6'3".
He's 6'3", chiseled, 220.
220, ripped up, shredded.
Ripped, shredded, mm-hmm. Not an ounce of fat.
You did do that, though. You really did, like, what it was, a year ago, like, right before the pandemic? Yes. You went and put in some work.
Yeah, those photos are out there for your viewing pleasure.
Yeah, you did a photo shoot.
I had to just get my health in order. But that character would have been bad for New Girl. We only needed one. We needed Max Greenfield to be... in shape.
Doing CrossFit all the time.
Yeah, and then the rest of us guys could be a bit schlubby. That was cool with me.
I think you all looked great.
Thank you very much.
Shooting in that bar
that was the actual bar during the pilot, right?
That bar is called The Prince, and it's a really cool bar. Actually, it was a location in the classic film Chinatown. Where Faye Dunaway and Jack Nicholson have a scene there.
She orders a Tom Collins.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, you're on
Wikipedia.
No, I remember. I watched it
from reading the plaque. Oh, yeah.
And I was watching it, and then I was like, wait, isn't that our bar? And then she ordered a Tom Collins, and I was like, what's that? And I Googled it. And then I went out and got there with, and I literally stopped the movie. I went and made the drink, and it is still to this day one of my favorite drinks.
It's delicious.
So Tom Collins is gin, lemon juice, sugar, and carbonated water.
How do you know? You just like, what do you think, a cocktail encyclopedia?
He has Google.
I'm a bartender.
He's Googling. He's the one Googling right now.
He Googled it.
I make special
delicious.
Drinks.
Delicious. It's refreshing.
It's good. That bar. Yeah. So we shot in that bar for the first season. It has some years on it. It's a great place to visit.
Awful.
Well,
it was hard to shoot.
Well, yeah, because it's an actual bar and it was open at night and we'd shoot during the day and it would be like, you know, how a bar smells. And it smelled like a bar.
Piss and beer.
And it was it was not, you know, set up for shooting over and over and over again like we were in that set. So they rebuilt a replica that was a little more shooting friendly on the Fox lot on stage 19.
And it looks exactly the same.
Pretty much.
It's uncanny.
They did.
There
such
are
a
some
great job.
Differences. They did such an amazing job. But there were some differences that they changed a few things just to make it more like so that you could shoot it
actually
better.
Shoot in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But yeah. I mean, it looks absolutely amazing.
And now I'll watch different movies or TV shows and I'll see that bar, and I'm wondering if it's our old set or if it's the actual place. I get so confused.
Yeah. I think it depends on the budget of the show.
Yeah, love that bar, but it definitely smells like yesterday. It smells
like a bar.
Last,
it makes you feel alive.
Night. Yeah,
makes you want a Tom Collins.
Yes,
it makes you feel like you've been there all night.
So in this episode, an interesting thing that I go out a lot, and I go to I used to go out a lot. I would say
you go out a lot. Where do you go?
I'm right now. Right,
the local swimming pool,
the local watering hole,
the malt shop.
Oh yeah, yeah. I usually just go to rest stops. You know what I'm saying? No, just go hang out in the arcade at rest stops.
Love a rest stop. Stop.
I'm the guy who takes a road trip, gets to the first rest stop, then turns back around after I'm done and goes right back home.
Job done.
Job done.
You just want some Quiznos.
Exactly. But no, I noticed this party, this big party that a lot of the episode was centered around. Schmidt wanted to go to this Wild West party. Very themed party. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, you had had a conversation, your character had a conversation with Damon's character about like jeggings and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then he goes to the party
in jeggings.
In jeggings. I did that for one of the auditions.
Yeah, so there was a whole scene that got cut where, or there was a, it was like a running gag that somehow was cut out where he goes, we have that scene, and then he goes and buys jorts, which mm-hmm. would be like jean short jeggings, short jeggings jorts, or something. Yeah. And he puts them on, and he's like, they're actually really comfortable, and then he wants to always wear them. And everyone's making fun of him, but he's like, it's like he's kind of in touch with his sensitive, yeah, more feminine side by wearing these shorts. But then it all that got cut, and all that was left was the fact that he was wearing that.
Just wearing
shorts, and everyone just thinks that's his fashion choice.
No backstory on that.
Just as an aside, that's the thing that as an actor, when you have a bit that's supposed to explain something like costume wise or otherwise, and then that bit, that all those bits get cut, mm-hmm. you feel so crestfallen. That happened to me on a movie, and mm-hmm. and it was very sad for me.
You just want to write
like,
it.
What?
You just want to like tweet some behind the scenes stuff. By the way, the stuff that you guys didn't see.
If you're wondering about my bad acting choices, it has to do with this.
What you didn't see was this.
What you didn't see was this.
I didn't direct it. Bye.
Out of context.
That's right. We need like a context moment.
Yeah,
context. For every episode to be like, can we just explain what's on the cutting room floor?
Yeah. What were you saying, Lamorne?
What I was gonna say was that party, that particular massive,
yes,
type of party. I miss those days, man. I miss going to parties with 1,000 people, and everyone's dressed a certain way. Because I don't, mm-hmm. my fashion sense is terrible. Like, I'm not a good.
Oh, so you like a theme.
I like a theme, I have a direction.
I think you have a good fashion sense.
Well, it's thanks to like stylists or ex-girlfriends.
You like being told what to wear.
Yes. Tell me what exactly. Yes.
Hannah and I will tell you what to wear. We're kind of bossy. Thank you. We'll tell you.
So before we record our next episode, send me a text of what I should be wearing for the podcast. And I will wear it.
I will trust you.
So have you guys ever been to a themed party? You guys like
I love
themed
a themed
parties?
Party. But I don't like a huge, that party was too big for me.
It's literally my nightmare.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
kind of a party.
I'm extroverted, but I'm more like, I like a manageable group that can fit in. I like a house party. That's
house
why I like
party.
Living in LA. Everyone has house parties. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to go to a giant warehouse that's packed.
I like to know at least most of the people I'm going to walk into a party with.
I don't mind not knowing people, but I don't want it to be huge. I like going to my favorite's a dinner party.
Ooh.
Cuz I like food.
I don't like dinner parties. You know why?
Because
I'm forced to like.
What if I cook for you and invite you to my dinner party?
Well, like dinner parties with people that I know are great. You know what I mean? It's not so formal. It's everyone's just hanging out. Everyone knows each other.
Yeah.
I could pee with the toilet seat down if I want to, and it's fine. You know what I mean?
Is that a thing? Is that a problem otherwise?
Well, because when I go into public bathrooms, I don't like touching the thing with my hand to get the lid up. So sometimes I got to use my feet.
Why is your pinky so far up when you're demonstrating how you lift a lid?
Yeah, he's very fancy.
It's gross to me. It's gross. So I don't,
yeah, it's disgusting. That's why women touch nothing. We are experts of how to go pee in a public restroom and touch zero things.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so, if it's like, hey, Lamorne, this group of people who you don't know, they're having a dinner party. Do you want to come? I always have an excuse of why I can't be there. Because I don't know why. There's something about.
Can I tell you what's clutch in like a dinner party is who you get sat next to.
Yeah, that's
the thing. If you're sitting next to someone that's a cool or you know, or then you're going to have a great time. I don't know. I've been sometimes sat next to someone where I'm like, this is going to be the longest dinner of my life.
So you just switch seats you know?
But then they know you switched.
Yeah.
They're like, that person
got up. I don't
eat
my chicken here.
Because they didn't like me. Is it my breath? Is it this mole on my forehead? What is it that they don't like about me? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I feel like I always have fun at a dinner party. I love a dinner party.
Well, I think because you're like a good person to sit next to, and you can probably easily converse with people that are around you. I feel like
I do like conversating.
Yeah. Tired. I feel like for me, I'm actually quite introverted. That if I sit at a dinner party and I'm next to someone I don't know and the conversation just doesn't naturally, like, easily flow.
I think the three of us might span, we might be the, like, if a psychologist were looking at this show, we might span the spectrum of extroverted to introverted, right? I think, Lamorne, you're the most extroverted. I'm in the middle. And Hannah, you're introverted.
For sure.
You're like, if you can, I feel like half your posts on Instagram are like, if you cancel my plans, I'm so happy.
That's fact.
And I'm like, okay,
that's genuinely
note
someone
taken.
Who loves me would do that.
Note taken.
Someone who loves me would do that. They would know. I'd be like, oh, that's so nice. Thank you. I love you so much.
Hannah used to come to set with the most outrageous stories. And I give you an example of one of these outrageous, just what a wild night looks like for Hannah. Hannah will come into work and be like, guys, let me tell you something. Last night was crazy. We're like, oh shit, Hannah, what did you do? Oof, let me tell you. So me and my husband, you wanna know what we did? Like, what did you do? We finished about half a bottle of wine and we played Scrabble till about midnight. Put the kids to bed. Then we went to sleep, got so much rest. Jesus. That's an exciting night for Hannah.
Well, I would say nobody is able to watch more. She would watch TV all night long. That would be a wild night for you. She'd be like, I watched an entire season of a show. She'd watch an entire season of a show, come in looking beautiful with 1 hour of sleep. I turn on one episode of a show, and if I'm in bed, I'm asleep. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm watching a show, it needs to be intentional, and, you know, like, I can't not fall asleep is what I'm saying. It'll take me four nights to get through one episode of a show.
She's on season one of New Girl still.
I'm like, oh my God, I watched. That's why I like comedies, because it's like I watch, you know, it might take two nights because it's like I get through 15 minutes and then I, you know,
I have a whole thing that comes. It's like it's like one part of like a rebellious nature within me where I go like, OK, so we came back from work. It's 10 o'clock at night. I still get to have the day I want to do. So I'll like from scratch bake an entire lasagna, sit there. Then I'll watch an entire season of a show and it would be 4 a.m. and I'd sleep for an hour. And then I would go back to work. But for me, that felt great. Like I needed to like recharge by myself. Felt like I got to do the thing I wanted to do. Have a crazy night making lasagna and watching a season of a show.
I was going to say another Hannah Simone crazy night was finishing a whole thing of hot wings.
Yes.
And drinking beer, right?
Oh, not beer. But I could definitely drink a bottle of wine and have a whole thing. I used to win hot wing competitions at college. I could eat the hottest wings.
Also, Hannah used to come to set and pass out due to exhaustion due to clearing a bottle of wine with 1 hour of sleep. Yeah, I remember those blackouts.
I would say that I had
Hannah's very professional. I'm just going to say that for anybody looking to hire Hannah Simone.
Yes.
Very professional.
I remember the first season, Hannah, you had, and maybe we can expand on this later, but I remember a certain, like, we would shoot 3 weeks on, 1 week off, 3 weeks on, 1 week off. And I remember Hannah would always, she'd be coming back from some sort of foreign land all the time. Yeah. Oh, I went on vacation. I go, when? It's like this past week.
Yeah, she's like a travel blogger.
I was in Saudi Arabia.
Side hustle.
I was on an island somewhere. I couldn't remember where. We threw a dart at the globe. You know how we are.
Yeah, I would like to run away a lot. That's true. It was fun. I had a lot of flexibility. Let's just say that on the show. I just did learn, though, that I don't. It's something I learned about myself is I don't need a lot of sleep. Which, by the way, if you
I'm very
become
jealous
a parent,
of that.
It's an incredible skill that I honed on New Girl to be like, oh, I can shoot this show on 2 hours of sleep. That's actually like fine for me. I feel great. feel alert.
I do not. I need sleep. Yeah, I gotta have. I have insomnia a lot, but it's usually like I wake up super early. So then, as long as that's why I can't get through a show. So, but then I wake up early and I get so much done, you guys.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
That's the thing. Efficiency in the morning.
I love getting up at 4.
What? Said nobody.
I like going to bed at 4. See, there's some crossover there.
There we go. Yeah.
Going to bed at 4. That second to last scene in the pilot episode stuck out to me for an odd reason. Your character, Zoe, is eating bread.
Right? Yeah.
Now, guys, if you go to these fancy restaurants, and even some of the not-so-fancy restaurants, they provide you with an appetizer of bread, crackers, snacks. If you go to a bar, they have a thing full of almonds and cashews and peanuts and stuff. And it's unlimited, as long as you're there. What I used to do, and the reason why it stuck out to me, is what I used to do, and this is even after I started, like, making a little bit of money working, like getting a job and things like that, I would go to restaurants and I would ask for water, lemon, and sugar. And I would make my own lemonade free of charge, as opposed to paying the $1.50 or $2 it costs to get the lemonade. And I would do that so often.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a good, that's just
the hacks
enterprising.
That you do. Yeah.
But I, you know what I used to do when I was young and, you know, just starting out, I would go to a restaurant and just order soup, you know, like, or salad, something like small. And then if they had like a really good bread basket, bonus, you know, because that's like a full meal, you know.
That's a full meal. Yeah.
My hack was always whoever I went to dinner with, I would whisper to the waiter, like when I would go to the restroom, I'd be like,
no,
it's their birthday. Just so you know. Free dessert. Always free dessert.
You know what? The economy started struggling, though, and they would ask for your ID.
No way. They do not.
Some places they do.
I've never seen it happen.
Oh, yeah. And now with Google.
I'm like, maybe it doesn't happen with you, Hannah. They were asking Lamorne for his ID.
Yeah. Is it your birthday? Again?
Yeah.
Oh, 97 years old.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, that's right. It's my unbirthday. There was this place that I used to go that had the best bread and really good butter. I'm just sorry, that wasn't even a good story, but I'm like thinking about it now.
Everybody's on that so free bread good. Tip right now. We're like, where's that
oh
free
my god
bread?
Where's that free bread? Love that free bread, especially when you go to a place and they're like, it's called like something bakery, but they like have soup and salad and stuff, and you're like, oh, bakery. Bake me some bread.
I know we're talking about the pilot, but one of the things that people do love about this show that's not introduced in the pilot, it's introduced later on.
Lamorne Morris?
Yes, Lamorne Morris. So let's talk about me, baby. No, it's True American, right? And we can talk about that and get into more in-depth in later episodes of this podcast, but True American really brought out some of our audience, where we started to realize we got a lot of partiers who watch this show, and they like games. They love games. Yeah. They love playing games.
And they want more than anything to play this game.
They want to play True American so bad. And we'll, and again, in later episodes, we'll have some more True American based games. But I do want to play a game with the folks that are present today. And that game, because we're dealing with a rom-com and your character loves watching Dirty Dancing, you know, throughout the show, what we're going to do here is we're going to try to name as many rom-coms as we can.
Okay.
If that makes sense, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're out if you repeat a title. You're out if it takes you longer than 5 seconds.
I'm
not good under pressure.
Yeah, me neither. I'm stressed already. My
I'm
heart's
very
beating
stressed.
Fast.
It kind of feels like True American.
I want that
the
bread
rules
basket
don't make a
right
lot of
now.
Sense. Yeah. Can we have a free bread basket?
I know what you two are doing.
I need to stress eat.
I know what you two are doing. You're stalling. While you're thinking of names.
Are we going to round robin this so we each have to go?
Yeah. So we're going to go.
Yeah.
I don't know what your screen looks like right now, but we're going to go Hannah ZD and I'll go last.
Okay.
Who's stalling now?
I'm not going, but you're going to take all the good ones and I'm going to be the one left You're going to say all the like classics. The two
rom-coms that exist.
Yeah. I'm going to start naming things that I shot when I was in high school.
Okay. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's play True American.
American. This week on True American, we're playing Barack and Michelle's romantic comedy Date Night. And go.
When Harry Met Sally. All right.
Shop Around the Corner.
Desperados. It's a Netflix classic.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Bringing Up Baby.
When Harry Met Sally.
I already said it.
First one she said.
Is that the you first out. One you said?
Both. Damn. You out.
You wait a minute. We gotta start over. We gotta start
that
over.
That is what? Such a boy I'm thing shocked. To do. That we is such shocked. A boy thing we to
that
do.
That was a good round, this. You guys. Good round.
We gotta start over. That was
and now it's I think it's over. Hannah and I won.
Yeah, we tied.
There's no two you out. No,
that's
okay.
It.
Okay, well,
we both get a milkshake.
Why did I? You know what's crazy? As I was saying it, I was like, I feel like she just said this.
That is such a boy anyway. Thing to do. I can't even explain.
You were very confident when you said it, too. You're like, when Harry Met Sally. Not even like, when Harry Met Sally.
What?
There wasn't any question to it.
You
was very
heard
confident.
It 10
I don't watch
seconds
too many
ago.
Rom-coms. I don't watch too many rom-coms, guys.
Why did you suggest this game?
Because it was suggested to me based off of our show. Okay. It makes sense. If it was me, it'd be like, let's name as many like John Wick movies.
Here's the thing. To be honest with you, I was almost out anyway. So I'm happy to share this win with Zoe as the co-champions.
Look,
I was actually naming screwball comedies, which was the preamble to the rom-com.
Which is the one that you said? What was that movie?
Shop Around the Corner, Bringing Up Baby.
Shop? I've never heard of that.
Come on. Classics.
Shop Around the Corner.
Guys, watch these movies. They're comedy classics. But they're like, before the rom-com was the screwball comedy. It's basically kind of like a similar same Zoe. Thing, but they called it a screwball.
Zoe, this what? Movie came out in 1940.
So
Jesus.
So what?
Jesus, Zoe. it's the corner.
It's the foundation of cinema. Bringing a Baby came out even before Shop Around the Corner. Okay?
You should have been out first, man.
No way.
Shop Around the
no
Corner.
No way. I'm allowed to. Nobody said you can't name rom-coms that were made in the.
It's true, American 40s. Man. The rules are loosey goosey.
That's true. But I'm looking That's at this true. Cast.
We were all drinking Heisler. Heisler was the fake beer that we drank.
Oh my God, Jimmy During... Stewart. I guess Jimmy Stewart is.
When Harry Met Sally. I cannot with you. I can't. I got it.
Guys, we appreciate your attendance. Round. We appreciate your attendance and watching us play this horrible round of True American. If you have any game suggestions, please let us know in the comments below. Like and subscribe.
Yeah, nobody said Dirty Dancing. We've literally just watched the pilot.
But that's not a comedy.
Is it a comedy?
It's not a comedy.
Oh,
I was kidding. You know what? Can I just add that Dirty Dancing, I do you guys remember? It wasn't Dirty Dancing originally. It was something else that I would watch over and over again.
But it had to be
something that was in the Fox library.
Was that back back when the show was called Chicks and Dicks?
Yep. Oh yeah, the original title of the New Girl pilot was Chicks and Dicks, not that it was going to seriously be called that, but that was the working title while they decided what the permanent name would be.
It was problematic for the Google.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Chicks and Dicks.
Yeah, cuz other things come
happens.
Up if
Let's
you Google.
Let's see what happens
that.
When you type in chicks.
Oh god.
Don't see
do
what
it.
Happens.
Don't do it. It's going to change your whole
Oh, never mind. Oh.
Yeah. The ads that are going to now start popping up on your computer.
I know. Don't ruin your algorithm.
That's it. More dose.
Yeah, folks, don't do that. Unless you want to, you know, we don't judge.
You're not going to learn anything about us that way.
Yeah.
If the reason for your tuning in was that you like New Girl, don't Google Chicks and Dicks. But it was weird for a while when I had said yes to the show, you know, while we were shooting the pilot and before we named it New Girl. They're like, oh, what are you working on? I'm like, oh, I'm shooting a pilot. What's it called? Don't worry about it. No, really, what's it called? Chicks and Dicks. Oh.
You have to go slow and really emphasize the and, which is a weird thing.
It's network. It's network. We can't do anything weird.
And is the important word in it. Forget the chicks. Forget the and. And. I just want to say that you never know what it's going to be like reliving things from your past that have like such a special place. You know, sitting with your friends that were with you at that time and talking about it. And this has been like the loveliest, you know, time together, talking about it, laughing about it. It was great to rewatch the pilot. I am so excited that we're going to get to do this.
I know. It was really fun to get to revisit. Yeah. And it's so fun getting to talk to you guys.
I know. And hearing all the stuff that you guys remember. I'm excited, man, that we're doing this. I truly am.
But you'll hear more, folks. You'll hear more, folks. This won't be the end of it. We will
dive. I hope not. That was it.
We will dive.
And that's it.
That's the whole podcast.
So, one off. We will be diving a lot more into our experiences, the times we had on set, some inside jokes, inside moments, deleted scenes, music choices, and who knows, maybe Zoe's going to make a song for
Probably. Hey, and also, you know, we're going to make as many of these, you know, so we can pay back for all this expensive podcast equipment and then possibly So thank you guys for listening to our podcast. We love you all.
We love you.
Or at least some of you.
Yeah. I will.
I'm not going to tell you which ones.
Y'all know who y'all are. Y'all
you know
exactly
who, you are.
Who y'all are. It's but we you. Love you. We will see you next time.
Or hear
episode
you.
Two.
Or you'll
where?
Hear us. You'll hear
who
us.
Who shows up? Morning.
Morning.
Yes, please, folks. And folks out there as well, if you want to send in your attire suggestions for all three of us, please let
Dress
us know what you'd
Lamorne.
Like to see.
I you will won't be, posting, be seeing anything. Oh, you're going to post
I'll,
a picture
I will post,
of what
I'll post
wearing?
A photo of what I'm wearing every okay. time I get a suggestion.
Okay. And if you want to send in suggestions, if you have any questions, send them in.
Send them in. And who knows?
Yeah,
we might pick you,
know you
to be a guest on our show.
What's interesting, too, I realize is with all these crazy DMs that come into at least my inbox about this show, crazy in a good way, like noticing things that I just never would have noticed. I do know like things like the, you know, how they say there's like a bear. Have you heard that before? A bear in every episode.
I've heard that.
And it's now interesting rewatching the show because when Damon sings the Dirty Dancing song, he just shouts bear.
He goes, there's bears in my house.
Yeah. And then he shouts bear. And I was like, oh, maybe they're onto something. So I'm going to keep my eye on it now.
Yeah. That's not something I was aware of.
I heard
me
that.
Either.
I heard that. And in looking at the pilot, I didn't realize, but you could also hear it. You know what I mean? It's not just a bear like being seen. It's being heard or talked about or visual. You know what I mean?
I know. It's going to be interesting to see
it's
if
it's a bear
it
theme
episode.
Show.
It's a bear theme show.
We're going to find bear out and we'll show. Do some digging to find out the why.
Mm. Yes. The why. Where.
That's our true crime how. Part of it. We're going to investigate yeah. things for you.
Yeah, we're going to investigate. All right, you guys. Cool.
Rate and subscribe.
Give us 5 stars because we're cute.
Yes.
Yeah, one for each of us and one for the two Harry Met Sally references that happen in this show. That's 5 stars. Bye-bye.
Math. Bye. You've been listening to Welcome to Our Show, a New Girl recap podcast. Welcome to Our Show is a production of iHeartRadio hosted by Zoe Deschanel, Lamorne Morris, and Hannah Simone. Our executive producer is Joelle Monique. Our engineer and editor is Daniel Goodman. The Welcome to Our Show theme song was written by Zoe Deschanel, performed and produced by Zoe Deschanel and Pierre DeReader. Follow us on Instagram at Welcome to Our Show Pod. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can email us at welcometoourshowpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share far and wide. Thanks for listening. We'll hear you next week.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.